Good morning, KKXX listeners. Welcome to Christ Today, your encouraging, informative, lifting up the Lord of the gospel of grace, the gospel of Jesus' soon return, the gospel of his love for you. And we're looking forward to an awesome show today. I have in my studio two wonderful guests from YWAM, Youth with a Mission, from Richardson Springs, California, which is up in the hills, somewhere up in the hills. Anyways, my guests are James and Marcella. Good morning, folks.
Morning.
Good morning.
James, we're going to start with you. So tell us a little bit about who James is and how James came to the Lord, and through there we'll go for how you got into YWAM.
My life, I was born in Reno, Sparks area, 1996, and I was lost the day I was born. But I was raised by my grandparents in a Christian family. We went to church like any other good family would go.
Mm-hmm.
And called myself a fan of Jesus.
A fan, I like that.
You know, I wasn't a follower.
Mm.
You know?
Wow.
And that was my life. And everything was going smooth up until I was 13 years old. I started falling off the edge, hanging out with the wrong people.
How? How and what?
I hung out with the wrong people, and they influenced me strongly to be doing drugs and doing all this stupid stuff, breaking the laws, stealing, fighting from violence, to getting arrested, to just darkness. I did not like it. I was falling into deep depression. You know, I had no plan. There was no plan for me for about 5 years.
You were like a sinking ship?
Yeah, I was a sinking ship.
And then all of a sudden the lifeboat came to you and helped rescue. How did that happen?
Well, I wouldn't say rescued. I got saved, you know.
Praise God. I consider that rescuing.
Yeah, and how I got saved was when I was 18, my friend came back, and he influenced me because he went to YWAM, and he was on the same road that I've been on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could see a change in him when he came back. And he told me, he was like, "Hey, man, check out YWAM, Youth with a Mission." And so I did, and he went to a more expensive place, which is Hawaii. And so I chose Chico because it's close to home. It's about 3 hours away, so I can see my family.
You wanted to be around family.
Yeah, man. My family just saved my life. So did God. God saved my life, you know.
Amen.
And so I did this thing called DTS. It was a disciple.
What's that stand for?
Discipleship Training School.
Okay. And what did that do for you, or how did you change to go into that?
What it is a 3 months training. It's a 5 month school, but 3 months you get trained. These teachers all around the world come in and speak every day for 3 months. And the other 2 months you go overseas. And where I went was South Africa. And during South Africa, I just felt a change.
Mm-hmm.
I would have never thought that I'd be in South Africa. You know,
what was the experience like?
The experience was totally different. Culture shock the first day. It was loud every night. There was a preacher preaching at night, at midnight. He'd be, "In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let there be healing." And
that sounds funny, but I understand where you're going with that.
Yeah, and it was just alive.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were, I believe our team was brought there to minister to the lost.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just going out on the streets praying for people left and right. You know, we get visions before we go out, and we go up to people and be like, "Hey, man, does your back hurt?" And they'd be like, "Yeah, my back hurts. How do you know?" And we'd be healing people left and right. Even the kids, we had a
prophetic
bunch of kids. Yeah, prophetic healing.
Amen.
And even the kids, they were looking up to us because I believe people need role models, especially the young ones.
That is true.
And we were being the role models, the young men and women representing Christ Jesus, representing where we come from.
Who better to represent than Christ, right?
Amen, amen.
Okay.
And we were just living the missionary life, you know, living our calling. And our calling was to spread out the word, the truth. Romans 1:16, being unashamed of the gospel, bring everything to the light, and being the light in the dark in South Africa. And it was just a change in my heart and our team's heart.
So YWAM, you got saved in YWAM, and then you went on a mission trip through YWAM to minister to people over in South Africa. And God really spoke to you, and you believe he gave you a heart and a vision for young people, right?
Yeah.
So how have you been able to implement that into today's into society today?
Well, I always try to listen whenever I'm with younger people, because when you listen, that shows that you care. You know, you get a lot of people these days, they just, nod their heads, and then they move on.
They could care less, yeah.
Yeah, care less. And what I do is try to, because right now I'm leading a team. We actually just got back from Mexico.
Cool. I love Mexico. Well, I've been to Mexico 3 times.
Yeah. We just built a house down there. And usually the kids, they need some one-on-one time, you know, with the leaders. And so what I do is when I pull them out aside, I just listen to them, listen to their stories. You know, even all of us, we don't have the same story, but we feel each other's pain.
Say that one more time.
We don't all have the same story, but we feel each other's pain.
Okay. And what do you do when you feel the pain?
When I feel the pain, I try my best to relate. You know, try to my best to encourage the kid. Try my best to smile in every single situation that we have. It could be a dark story he'd be telling me, but in the meanwhile, I'll be smiling to the kid and encouraging him to step up as a leader. Because I believe this generation of young kids are stepping out as leaders. They are being really bold.
Okay. You're jumping ahead real quick. Let's put you on hold for a little bit. Let's jump over to your partner, your friend from YWAM Base, Marcella. Good morning, Marcella.
Good morning. I'm Marcella. I'm 24 years old, and I'm from Brazil. I was born in Rio, and I came to know the Lord when I was about 12 years old. And 13.
How did you do that?
And so I got to go to a dance class at a church, an evangelical church, and that helped me because I started listening about Jesus and what he has done for us, and I loved it. You know, I just decided that what I would like for my life. So
awesome.
Yeah. A year later, I got baptized and I started walking with Jesus. My mom and dad, they don't, at that time, they weren't living together anymore. And so my mom started going to church with me as well. And so I was attended at church until my 19 years old when I joined college. So I stayed in college during one semester, like 6 months only. And during that semester, I clearly heard the Lord say that he had something else for me. At that point, he gave me this dream, and I clearly heard him telling me that he had something else for me.
Okay, so you wanted to go to college, but the Lord had another plan completely.
Exactly. I thought I had what I wanted.
Yeah, but what we want isn't always what God wants.
Exactly.
Exactly.
But at the same time, I thought I had what I wanted. And I think that was a big mistake.
What did you think you had that you wanted? What was it that you
thought?
What was it that you thought that you had that you wanted?
Oh, okay. So I had conquered my place in college. I was financially stable. I was doing good with my family, and I was living in a house with other girls, and so I had my own house with other girls, and you know,
independent freedom.
Exactly. So yeah. I didn't really had a need, like a visible need that you'd tell me, oh, you need Jesus and whatever, you know. But I knew like within me, in my heart, that God had something else for me.
That something was missing.
Much bigger. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Much bigger than that.
So how did you come to find out about YWAM, and how did you get involved with YWAM?
So I had a couple friends that they were involved with YWAM, and they were always sharing with me what they were doing. And when they were telling me about their stories and what they were doing on the field and in other countries with kids and with adults and all their experiences, I just felt that burn in my heart that God had, maybe that was something that I could do, you know, and I decided to go. Mm-hmm. So I shared with my family, with my pastor, and it was hard in the beginning to convince them that what I should do, because they said, Marcella, you're in college, you're doing so good, you're doing so well, and you shouldn't just leave it all behind. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, I have time, you know, if I have to come back to college, I will. And whatever I need to do, I still have time. I'm just going to invest in this right now because I feel that I have to develop my relationship with the Lord better than what I have right now.
Okay. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to come back. We're going to do a commercial. Folks, if you're out there and you're being blessed by this show and the show really speaks to you, feel free to call 894-7325 and let us know. We're interested in knowing how you feel, what you think about this program. We would like to have your feedback so I can know what improvements to make. I want to know if you like my guest or not. Not that that really matters, but it's good to know that you are, you know, they're a blessing to you, so I can know who else to have on the air that would be a blessing. But I want to let you guys know that I enjoy coming to you every week with good information, good news, great news, and just encouraging you in the Lord. And I hope that you're getting that today from the guests that I have. And once again, I have James and Marcella from YWAM, and I hope that you guys are being blessed. And if you need to call and let me know anything, even if you don't think you can get in, I encourage you to call me one more time. That number is 894-7325. If I don't answer or nobody here answers, leave a message. We will get back with you. All righty, we're going to get back to the program. Okay, so now that we're back, who wants to go next? Or who did you still have some things that you wanted to say to share, Marcella? Or did you want to turn it back over to James? Or what?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that happened was this burning my heart. You know,
describe it. Talk a little bit about that.
I believe that we all have that
inside
of us. You know, we are all made for something bigger than ourselves.
Amen.
And but sometimes we are afraid of stepping out of our own comfort zone, mm-hmm. you know, and do what we feel like doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I did that, I had like breakthrough in different areas, and I could grow.
Describe that a little bit. Go into that a little bit.
I could be emotionally and spiritually much more stable than what I was before. Maturity and wisdom were results of those decisions. And they've been much greater. I feel much greater now than I was before, surely.
Improved by the Lord's doing?
Sure.
Okay. Now, you said when you came out here that you kind of had some conflict because there were some things that were different in your life because of where you came from. Mm-hmm. And so talk about how the Lord changed some of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I decided to learn English, I came through YWAM to the United States. And the biggest thing for me, like the biggest, I would say, problem, or if I can say that, but what was hard was how people relate to each other.
How are we so different from Brazilians?
Brazil, we are.
Sorry.
We are what we call a warm culture.
Okay, warm culture.
Yeah.
Okay, and so you're not freezing and you're not hot, you're warm.
Yeah.
But doesn't the Bible say that if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth? How do you guys do that? As a culture like that? I'm just kidding. That was meant for joking humor.
We like to hug a lot. We kiss people on the cheek. And
loving people.
Yeah, we are very open to receive people right away. We mm-hmm. don't try... We don't wait so long and to see how the person is and blah,
like
blah.
Like we do here in America.
Exactly. And they are much more reserved here, and it takes longer until you can actually have a good friend. And so that was hard for me because I was coming here, didn't speak the language. I didn't have friends. I didn't have my family. So it was really, really hard in the beginning because I just would like to
feel like
to
you
be,
lost everything.
Exactly. And when you get here, you just want to be embraced, you know, mm-hmm. and feel safe to mm-hmm. learn and grow. Mm-hmm. And that was hard in the beginning. I had a hard time feeling that from the people.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'm trying to think of some questions and where I want to go with this next.
But something that I learned... mm-hmm. with that was about guarding my heart to mm-hmm. not get hurt or offended because it's a different culture. And so you also, I know that we all need to learn in this area,
mm-hmm.
but also you need to learn to respect the time of other people.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And
did you feel like he wasn't doing that when you were here?
Yeah, I kind of wasn't doing.
You were taking everybody for granted, taking everybody's time, taking advantage of whatever.
No, not that.
Okay,
but
then how
I wanted more than people could actually give to me.
Oh, okay.
And so I think
so
that
a taker,
is different.
A taker. You were kind of like being like a taker instead of a giver.
Not really.
You were gleaning from people.
I think the expectation or the hopes were different. And so from both sides,
okay.
You know, and so I think you need to be sensitive to the other one that is on your side, you know, and know their time that's not the same as yours. And so you just need to be more sensitive to the other.
I want to apologize to you for cutting in when you was talking. But what I was trying to say or what I wanted to say was you were gleaning a lot from others and they didn't have a lot they didn't feel like they had a lot to give you that you could glean from. So you had to learn to just be patient and then to get to know you so that they best knew how to meet what you were needing them to meet in you and in your personality. With
yeah,
the Lord.
I think that it was a better description.
Okay. Okay. So, James.
Yeah.
You went to South Africa. How do you feel that people in South Africa are different than people in the United States? What did you experience? Because you're not from another country, but you went to another country. What's the differences from difference between South Africa and people here in the United States?
Well, the people in South Africa, I just want to say they're more open to receiving the word. Either they want Christ, or if they hear Christ, they say no and walk away. But most people say yes, and they just want more, you know, because I feel like they know the truth down there. They know that there is a Jesus Christ down there.
Why do people in the United States, do you feel, are so shut off? Why are they so closed? Why are they so turned off to the gospel and compared to these Brazil and in South Africa or North Africa, wherever it was?
Well, personally, I just believe it's the person who you are. You know, everyone's different. They all got decisions to make, and it's just the way you grew up in life. You grew up in a church, you know that there's a God. If you didn't grow up in church, or if you had problems in life and you're always asking why God, if there is a God, then why does bad things happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I feel like a lot of people don't realize that God gives us free will. He created the free will for
yes,
us
he did.
To have.
And he did.
He loves us so much that he gave us free will.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that the USA, even though I love America, and just feel like people are losing hope in America.
Why?
They're just so focused on the wrong things, you know, distracted from the truth. You know, I feel like people are focused on jobs, focused on families, focused on their life, focused on cars, focused on anything else but God. I feel idolatry is such a big thing in this in America.
Why were you chuckling about that, Marcella? What do you want to say about that?
I thought it was interesting, the way he described it.
Okay. So how do you feel about it?
I mean, it's hard to say, but I have hope for America. Mm-hmm. You know, I have hope for people here. And I think they just need to come back to the beginning, you know.
Do you believe, do you, either one of you believe that they will? Do you believe that before the Lord returns that there will be awakening in America?
Yes, yes, I do believe that.
Okay.
Because these people, they have the truth in their heart and in all of their being. This place, this country is... unfortunately, a lot of people, they just talk about the bad things about this country and these people. But I truly believe for these people, and I think they're just being distracted by something, but that they will come back. Hopefully soon.
What do you feel about that, James?
What I feel about it is I know that there are people out there that will bring the kingdom of heaven together. And I believe that God's timing is perfect for every single one of us mm-hmm. on this earth, because our God is so big.
Yes, he is. Amen.
And we are so small.
We're small compared to his bigness, yes.
And
his greatness, yes.
Yeah. And we're just all a part of this puzzle. And I believe that the puzzle is going to connect, and all of us are going to connect. And we're all going to be one family, brothers and sisters, know who we are, sons and daughters of our one and only Heavenly Father.
Not everybody's going to get saved, though. You would agree with that, right? There's going to be people that are not going to come to the Lord.
Yeah. It's sad to say, you know, even in Revelation, you guys got to read Revelation. It's such a strong book. And
be able to read it, be able to understand it if you're going to read it, not just read it if you don't. It's one of the books I have a hard time with.
Yeah. But I really think people need to not worry about the end, you know. Because,
not worry, but be ready.
Yeah, but be ready.
Yeah. Because don't you feel that time is running out?
I believe, I trust in God, and I trust in his time. And whatever God does, it happens. You know, I trust in him
mm-hmm.
all the way. And at the end of the day, it's just me and him. And I'm really not worried at the end.
Praise God. That's awesome. We're not to be worried, but to be ready and to be prepared, to know that we're ready, know that we're prepared, and to be just open to the Lord using us in this last day's move.
Yeah, using us strongly.
So, where are you going from here, James, when you're done? Because you're only done, you're done in a couple more months. Where are you going to go from here? What do you feel the Lord is taking you next?
I'm actually going to be done next March, but I really believe that I might be joining or leading a team or being a part of South Africa, being the family in South Africa, and just living there and being a missionary over there, serving the kids, serving the whole village, loving on the neighbors, and speaking truth.
So you have a heart for youth?
Yes, I really do have a heart for youth.
Okay, and that's because you were touched at the young age.
Yeah, I was really touched at the young age, because when I was out there ministering, all these kids were running up to us because they saw Jesus inside of us.
But you got saved at a young age too, which makes a difference.
Yes.
Okay.
And actually, the other day in church.
Which church, by the way? What church do you want to give a shout out to?
Shout out to Neighborhood.
Neighborhood. Praise the Lord for anybody listening from Neighborhood. You guys be blessed.
Yes. And me and this other leader were up front, and we were worshiping, pouring out our hearts. And I'm 18 years old, and my friend
is... Oh, you're only 18?
Yes, I'm 18.
Wow, I thought you was in your 20s.
No.
I thought you was in your 20s. I thought Marcella was younger than 24. I am confused. My mind is not right. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I thought you were in your 20s, though.
Oh, no worries. I get that a lot.
But, and you do look younger than 24, Marcella.
Thank you.
But my friend, he's about 22, and me and him were just pouring out our heart to God, lifting both of our hands up, just being spirit-led, being free, you know.
So you do worship?
I do a different kind of worship.
I know. It's called R.A.P.
Yep.
Rap.
I do gospel rap, you know. People say Christian rappers suck, but I'm just a rapper who's Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a difference.
Rapper that's Christian.
And God just gave me a lot of verses to write, and I give all the glory to Him at the end of the day. I don't do it for the money. I do it for truth. I do it for the youth. I do it for Him.
I used to be a rapper when I was a kid, too.
Oh, yeah.
To say that white men can't jump, white men can't rap, they're wrong. White men can rap. Not everybody out there can rap, but there's some white men that can rap.
I'd be surprised.
Yeah. So before we get off the air, you're going to do one for us.
Yeah.
So how do you use the art of dancing, Marcella, in ministering to young people or ministering to people? How is God able to use you in the art of dancing and ministering to young people?
Yeah, I used to dance since when I was 12 till when I was 19. And I just got back to it, like, the beginning of this year, when I decided, I just felt led by the Lord to start this dance, after school dance program at the elementary school in Hamilton City.
Mm-hmm.
And currently we have about 25 to 30 kids.
Oh, cool. That's a big number.
Yeah.
Are you the only one in charge of all these kids, or do you have help?
I have another guy that is working with me. His name is Daniel Chavez.
You have a guy. You're not a guy. You have a guy helping you. You said I have another guy.
Yeah, another guy.
Just kidding with you.
Sorry. Yeah, that was funny. Yeah. Anyway, so he is helping me with the class. So we have classes once a week, mm-hmm. and 2.5 hours a week. And it's been great, you know, like I've had an opportunity to share the love of God with these kids.
Amen.
And pray with them, and it's been great, and they love it.
Amen. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So have you seen people come to the Lord, come to a personal relationship with Christ since you've been able to minister to them in that gifting of dance?
Not yet. Okay. Not as we've seen, okay. You know, people say, oh, I accept Jesus in my heart. But I have had this great opportunity of seeing kids saying that they love God.
Oh, amen.
You know, and seeing those kids saying, I love God, and I cannot believe how some people, they don't believe in Him.
So hearts of the young people are really open to the gospel. You guys both believe that, right?
Yes. Okay. And we do need people that can disciple those youngest, you know, like we need people that can
walk with them. We have disciples out there.
Yeah. We need people that can walk with them on their side with their faith, mm-hmm. and help them grow with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Grow in grace, not law.
Exactly.
That was a side message I wanted to put out there, because I'm a firm believer in grace. And I'm not a firm believer that grace gives you a license to do whatever you want. But I'm also a firm believer that you're not called to live under the law, but to live under grace. Either one of you want to respond to what I just said about grace, and either one of you want to share how you feel about grace, or what grace means to you, or what grace is about to you?
Yeah.
What do you feel grace is, or what do you feel about grace?
Grace is this wonderful gift that God give us to help us carry on every day and not fall apart because of our mistakes. And He tells us, I love you anyway. And I will be there for you whenever you are open to come to me.
Do you see grace as a person?
I think God is grace.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, amen. So, James, you're going to say something? Go ahead.
I just believe grace is being shown every day throughout this world.
What is it to you?
Grace to me is just His unconditional love that He has for us.
Unearned favor?
Yes. And
how has that been shown to you, or how has that been expressed in your life?
I believe
lately
grace has had my back, you know, and
praise God. Amen.
Yeah. And
share with us a testimony in regards to how grace has had your back.
A testimony. I just really felt like I shouldn't be here right now because of the decisions I made in the past. And I feel like everybody feels me on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And
I feel you.
Yeah. And I believe grace really builds character, builds who you are
mm-hmm.
through the mistakes. It makes us stronger. You know, God p- picks us up when we're down. And that makes us who we are today. Mm-hmm. Strong soldiers, men and women, warriors of God.
Mm. Wow. Wow. What were you going to say? You wanted to say something?
No.
I'm looking at the clock. We still have a half hour, so let's... I know there's still quite a bit to share, but I don't know where to take this next. So you want to say some things, or you want to share a little bit with the people what's on your heart, or...
I just want to...
Talking to James.
Tell about the ministry. Talk about the ministry.
Yeah, please talk about YWAM a little bit. Go ahead.
And what we try to do every Friday night is go downtown and evangelize the people. And I just get on fire every time. I'm unstoppable. I just go out there and go.
Amen.
And God just sends us to go out. And there's a lot of stories that have been happening downtown, you know. It's a lot better than partying, that's for sure. It's spreading life, you know, speaking out life. And that's what we do. We come together as a team before we pray. You know, we encourage each other because we all want to be happy and on the same road before we go out.
Yeah.
And what we do when we're praying, people usually get visions. And I'm going to tell you this one story about two of the leaders at the base. They went out at a church to talk about evangelizing. And they wanted me to come, but I couldn't. And so I was praying for them, for protection over them. And then God gave me this word. It's like, there's going to be someone with lower back pain. And so I wasn't there. And these two were already preaching at the church. And so I messaged them on Facebook. I was like, hey, there's going to be some person with lower back pain. And as soon as one of the leaders got the message, he was talking to the pastor's wife. And then he asked her, hey, do you have any back pain? And she's like, yes, I have lower back pain. And it just shows how I believe evangelizing is life. You know, God can speak to us any time, any hour, any minute, any second. He's got obedient.
I like
be
how
obedient
you just,
to follow.
I like how you just put that in sequence. Any time, any minute, any hour, any second.
Yeah.
You would think it would be any second, any minute, any hour, but I like how you kind of, that's cool. All right, so we've still got some time, so.
I would like to share this story.
Yeah.
We had a festival live at Hamilton City in May 2nd, last May. And so at the end, we, all the families that were there, we came together and we were praying. And so I just asked, in the group that I was, I asked this lady and I said, so would like to share anything that you liked about this today? And so she said, for me, it is great to see the unity that this festival brought to our city, you know, and see all my kids playing in this playground and seeing them all together in the park. It's just a great thing that you guys have done to the city. We know that it wasn't us.
It
was God through us.
Yeah, but if you wouldn't have been there, God couldn't have, you know, he used you guys. And unity is something that's really missing. It's missing in the body. It's missing in the city. It's missing in the community. It's missing in our nation. If more people were in unity, I don't think we'd have as much problems as we have, or we'd have the outcomes going on that we have going on. How do we get into unity with one another? How do the churches come into unity with one another, James?
I believe relationship with one another, because we were brought down on this earth for a relationship. And we just need the obedience to step outside of our uncomfortable zone, outside of the box, to create that relationship, you know, with one another, with other fellows of church, you know, from neighborhood to, I don't know, square. What's it called? Church square? And pastors. They try. That's why you see pastors always gathering up together for relationship. Because that's what we're made on this earth for. You know, a relationship with me and you. You know, if a relationship wouldn't have happened on that phone, we wouldn't be here right now.
How did that happen? How did it happen that you and I came into contact with each other so that you could be on the show today? What was it that occurred?
One of my roommates, he's actually from Nigeria, and he knows that I want to try to get more out there into the world and spread the gospel. And so he's like, hey, I have this card. So he gave me this card. He's like, I know you will be on the radio. And he pointed at me and looked at me straight in the eye. You're going to be on the radio. And that kind of blew me off. I was like, what, the radio? I don't have time for that. And so one night we were out downtown in Orville, and then I had the card. And so I called the number and left the voicemail. And I was like, oh, well, he didn't answer, so I'm probably not going to be on the radio. And then a couple of days later, you called the base number, and you're like, hey, is this James? This is KKXX. I was wondering if you could be here and talk to the people about mm-hmm. truth. And I was just amazed. And you said that this is the answer, because you've been praying.
I had been praying for somebody from YWAM to come on and share, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you right now what you just told me about that card, that wasn't my card.
Really?
That was Vince Haney's card, because he brings on people that are artists. So that was his card. So his card led you to me. See how God works? God worked through his card. Is his card in here? I can throw it in the... God worked through that card right
there.
Yeah, that
was that card.
Yeah, because he's the one that interviews artists and stuff.
Wow.
So you're going to have to be on his show.
That's
but
funny.
It was his card that led you to me.
Yeah.
Two different people of two different nationalities, but we both work at the same station.
Yeah.
And it was funny because you called my show, and I thought you had heard my show on the radio that morning when you called. Mm-hmm. But no, you had been told to call, so you called. We weren't here that day, but I was told, somebody wants to interview on your show. Wasn't my show, but God ordained it. God set it up like that so you could be on this program.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep, that's his timing right there.
Yeah, and on Vince's show, you'll get to do your gifting, which you'll get to do your gifting on mine. I'm going to let you do your gifting on mine. We still have a few minutes, though. So things are going on in my head as I'm sitting here thinking. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here talking, and you had said something earlier, Marcella, to me before we started this show about ministries,
mm-hmm.
opportunities that the outreach that you're a part of has been involved in. Sure, besides the festival, some other things that God has opened doors for you to different areas. The Lord has opened doors without naming ministries. The Lord has opened doors for you that you know he's put you at places where you've been able to be an impact and reach people's lives or touch people's lives.
Okay, so we had this opportunity to feed the homeless mm-hmm. in downtown Chico.
Mm-hmm.
We have opportunities to start a community garden in Hamilton City.
Praise God.
We have leaders that have been working with agriculture area at the base. And we have opportunity to help us at the school even with the dance program.
Praise God, amen.
We have opportunities to teach English to people that there are in Hamilton that don't speak English. We have many, many adults that they don't speak English in Hamilton City. Or even people that speak Spanish that would like to help us mm-hmm. with translation or with whatever resource you have.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else that God put is in your heart, you know, to come and join us in our teams. We have three different teams. One team work with the college students, and another team works with downtown ministry. And downtown ministry worked with evangelists, feeding the homeless, going to the street. They are also starting a connection with the business, the local business. We have in Hamilton, we work a lot with the youth and the families. We are starting this art thing with the dance, and we want to receive if we have other people that want to be involved in other areas like soccer, drawing, arts in general, you're welcome, and English too, and just give to that city different opportunities to improve their lives and... Yeah, and get to know the Lord through all of these
opportunities.
Yeah, these opportunities.
Mm.
So
you got involved in Butte College through being a part of YWAM.
Yes.
So you're back in college again.
Yes.
You're studying, you're learning.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you feel is next for you? What do you feel God is leading you next?
So right now, I'm involved in all of those local ministries. And one of the desires of my heart is to learn English better and better so that I can learn. I can teach, so that I can teach in the future to non-English speakers. And so I'm taking those classes to just get a, you know, just improve English in general. Mm-hmm. And in the future, I want to take a TESOL course that teaches you how to teach English to other people. And keep work with Mercy Ministries and Justice Ministry in the area of language and arts. In the short future.
Okay. Well, that's why I mentioned to you. That's why I mentioned to you specifically Toastmasters earlier. And I would encourage you to go to ToastmastersInternational.org. I'd also encourage you. Well, I'll tell you later. Mm-hmm. But you have a heart for evangelism.
Mm-hmm.
And you, both of you, look like you're wanting to volunteer, and you guys love volunteering and love being involved. But what is it that, as a result, because as we give out, we're blessed back. What are some of the blessings that you guys have seen God bestow upon you as giving out of what He's? What are some of the blessings? Go ahead, James. You got something burning in your heart.
Yeah. It was funny because the first day we got back from Mexico, I was just feeling drained. You know. I just wanted to rest in His presence and just resting from all the work that we did. Because we were doing work from 9 to 5 every day, building the house.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was good. We blessed the family for sure. But the first day I got back, one of the people on the base, he's actually from Madagascar, and he came up to me. He's like, "You have a car now." And I was just shocked. I was like, "What are you talking about?"
He's
like,
"He gave you a car?"
Yeah, he gave me his car.
Hallelujah.
A Lincoln 1995.
Is that out there in the parking lot?
No. I just need to get it registered. And
amen. Praise God.
Just an amazing blessing.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
And I can tell you a lot of other blessings. But
we
that was
share
just
whatever you want. We got
one.
Plenty of time.
Okay.
And I was just so blessed. And I've actually, after my DTS, I've never had a smartphone before. I've always had those flip phones or those keypads, you know, the ones where you throw across the room and they won't break. And people are always making fun of me, like, "Oh, when are you ever going to get the iPhone?" Because the iPhones are really rising up in this generation. I don't know why.
They're rising up in this generation?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Because everybody's going to have the newest thing around. That's why we're so broke in America. Everybody's going to always have the newest thing. See, some of your countries, you guys are satisfied. Here in America, I want that. I want so needy, so wanting. And yet we are so not wanting and so not needing of the gospel. And it should be the other way around. I have a smartphone.
We should be thankful for the little things we have, man.
Exactly.
We don't know how the people are living overseas.
Yeah.
You were going to say something?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is the joy,
the joy of the Lord,
and the feeling of accomplishment, and being satisfied. You know, I think that is the biggest thing. I feel satisfied. I feel that if this is all that I have to do on earth, and I'm done, you know, I feel like
don't say that.
I'm
please.
Satisfied. No, I'm not saying that I want to die.
I'm teasing you.
But but I feel like great. This is great. You know, I feel that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and that God has blessed me with friends.
Amen.
And that word that says wherever you go, you have a family has become true in my life.
Amen.
You know, because I don't have my blood family here with me, but I have a family around me that cares about me, and they take care of me, and that is the richest thing you can have in your life.
Praise God.
You know, friends
Amen.
And people that you can count on in any situation.
Praise God.
And so I'm glad for that.
That's awesome.
Hallelujah.
So, yeah.
What about you, James? Do you feel like you've had other, since going to South Africa, do you feel like you had other family members added to your life, or do you feel like you became a part of a family? I mean, you got family out here, but what about going to another country? Were you able to build a family or receive a family out there in another country that you're, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Am I making sense?
The first couple of weeks I was down there, I already grew into this relationship with this guy from Swaziland. They call him Crax, and me and him would just be up till 3 a.m. just rapping and, you know, telling each other stories, you know, the art of storytelling, you know, talking about the past, talking about the future, how good our future is going to be now because we have God. And
amen. The future's going to be so awesome.
Yeah, just creating relationship. And
yeah.
I believe I know one day I'll go back and meet the same people that were leading us into
this. Well, you'll see them in heaven.
Yeah, see them in heaven.
Which would be a lot better than going back.
I don't have to pay for the airplane ticket.
No.
Sorry.
I was going to ask you a question,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
but you were going to say something. So you go ahead and say it, then I'll ask you.
Okay, it's just like clarify, because many people, they ask, what is YWAM?
Yeah, what is YWAM?
And so YWAM is Youth with a Mission, and we are a Christian and international organization.
Praise God. Amen.
And so, and we do not have a denomination.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. I don't care for denomination.
We
denomination.
Have people from all denominations in our organization.
Amen.
And we receive people from all over the earth,
yeah.
You know.
Amen. Praise God.
We have Nigerians.
Believers in Jesus, though.
They are all believers. All believe in Jesus. And we have Nigerians. We have Brazilians. We have
Madagascar.
People from Chile and South America and North America. Canadians.
Yep. Canadians.
And we have all kinds of people, all colors, all language. And sometimes you're going to be standing somewhere, and then someone's going to be speaking Portuguese, and someone's going to be speaking Spanish, English, German, or whatever.
So you get such a wide variety of different people, different cultures, different languages and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you said something to me before the show, Marcella, and I want you to touch bases on it right now. You said that people don't step out, or that one of the reasons for one of the changes for you was removing fear. And then you said something else, and I forget exactly what you said. But I want you to talk about those two things real quickly that God removed out of your life, and encourage the listeners to let God take those out of their life, take those things out of their life, so that they can be more readily available, more used, more open to the Lord, working with them and through them to reach the lost.
I believe that the fear of the unknown is what literally hold us back of stepping out of our comfort zone and reaching what God has for us.
That's true.
And I believe that we all have things bigger than ourselves and our own, you know, family boundaries and relationships to conquer and to develop in our lives. And so I want to encourage people, you know, just do not be afraid, because our God is enough for anything, everything, anywhere, in any circumstances.
Yeah.
He's more than enough.
Exactly. And so, but we are only able to see that when we get up, you know, and go and do what he's saying.
Yeah, follow the leading.
And that takes faith and courage.
Yeah.
But all that you need to do is love him with all your soul, with all your mind, you know, and let that love flow from inside out, you know, and just let it go, you know, and start the journey.
I want to add to that. God is love, and God's in us. That it would be his love through us loving him back. And that we would love others more than we love ourselves. People say, well, when I love God. Well, when you love others, you love God.
Amen.
You can't love others until you understand the love of God that's in you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm in a program called, I'm in a living in a place right now called the Rescue Mission. And I'm there in the housing project, but I'm able to minister to some of the guys that are living there. And I've had a couple of them on my show. And God is the one that transforms and changes lives. He's the one that does the healing. He's the one that does. But we need to learn to have that relationship with him. We need to learn to focus on him, to be open to him. And it's not about law. It's not about works. It's not about efforts. It's not about our own doings. It's about recognizing everything that's needed to be done was done. Everything that's needed to be handled has been handled. But letting God reveal that through us as we focus on him daily. Stop focusing on sin. focus more on him.
Amen.
Stop focusing on sin, focus more on him. Don't focus on the out, focus on the in. Recognize that Jesus Christ wants to live within. We're leading to a wrap because I'm about to ask my YWAM based friend Jim or James over here to do a rap because he said he's in the rap, and I told him I used to do rap when I was a kid. So I think we're going to set the stage here in a couple of minutes. But before we set the stage, James, is there anything that you want to say, or Marcella first, and then James, is there anything that you want to say that you have left to say before?
I just want to talk to the people right now.
Go ahead.
I believe this is from God to you, to whoever's listening, that there still is hope out there and that there still is life today. Even in 2015, there still can be chains that are broken. There still can be strength that God gives us because joy comes in the morning.
Amen.
And I just want to encourage everybody out there to not lose your focus. You know what my brother was just saying, just to not be distracted, because God has got our backs, even through the rough days, even through the good days. That's why I always thank God for the good and the bad times of my life, because that builds us who we are.
Yeah.
And this is just a battle, but we're on the winning team.
Oh, amen, amen, amen.
And Jesus already won for us.
Yes, he did.
So we can live the calling that God has provided for us. We're all brought here for a reason. God has a plan on this surface. And if I just encourage you guys, if you're feeling worthless, just go ahead and go to him with your problems and thank him for the good and the bad times.
Amen. Well, I don't know if there's any young people out there listening, but if there is, if there's anybody out there that is listening today that's a youngster that loves rap music, we're going to come back to you in a moment with some rap music and some final prayer.
Yeah.
All right, you folks are listening to KKXX Christ Today every Saturday from 11 to 12, and we are on the air to encourage, to bring forth the great news, not just the good news, but the great news, and to bless our God and to receive blessing and to be encouraged in the Lord. And I hope that you guys are being encouraged. And if you guys are really being blessed by this ministry, feel free to call 894-7325, 894-7325, and let us know how you feel. Let us know what you want to hear on the program. If you want to be a guest on the show, if you want to contribute to the show, let us know. We want to hear about how you guys like this program, how it ministers to you. I don't care if you don't get a hold of someone. Don't feel like you can't call. You can call. And it's encouraging to know that people are out there listening, and I'm glad to hear that there are people out there listening. So we're going to get back to the show. So, Marcella, before we get to James, is there anything else that you want to say?
I just want to invite everyone to visit us.
Sure, that would be awesome. I need to get back up there myself.
Yeah, we are located at Richardson Springs Road.
That's in another country, folks. Just kidding.
Yeah, it's kind of far.
It's up in the hills.
So I just want to invite everyone to come and to get to know us better and closer.
Is there a particular night that you guys do worship that's open to the community?
Yes, on Tuesday night.
Okay, somebody said Fridays. Well, okay. Yeah,
Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, we have worship service. And they are usually open for the community. And you're welcome to call us. Just make us a call, and we will tell you any details you need to get there.
Okay. Cool. And the phone number for there, Marcella, please give it.
It's 530-893-6750.
I had it memorized. Okay. So, James, you have got the last, because we're going to have you pray out. So we've got the last four minutes to give us a wrap. Folks, you may not like it. You may like it. Who cares? I want you guys to hear this. This is coming from my brother's heart. So go ahead, my friend.
All right. Well, this song, I'm going to just do an a cappella. This song I usually do with the audience. And it just brings tears to people's eyes. And it's called I'm Free. So I'm going to just start it off. I'm free from the old me, the new me told me to be and become a beautiful story about the one and how I give him all the glory. I'm a son and I thank him for all the mornings, thank him for the doors he keeps opening for me, thank him for the healings and blessing he's pouring in me, the rewards I'll see when I meet the one who set me free, with my family, living life eternally, with my brothers and sisters all worshiping the one king, heavenly peace flowing through me, the presence of peace growing in me. Now I know that there's an hope in me, went from selling dope in the streets to spreading hope for free. I ain't boasting, I'm just holding on to the truth, while I'm coasting with you know who, no more crying according to the one who was dying for me and you. Teenagers, all the nations in the world, small and tall, boys and girls, the adults, all the nerds, it's not a curse, he saved them all in case you didn't heard. I'm free. I'm free. Everybody say it. I'm free. He's the one who saved me. I'm free.
I'm free.
Everybody say it. I'm free.
I'm free.
He's the one who saved me. I'm free.
I'm free.
Everybody say it. I'm free.
I'm free.
He's the one who saved me. I'm free. Yo. Is this a dream? Am I alive? Is this a freedom? Is like to be living beside an invisible sight? Well, my feeling, the feeling inside is so deep, I can hide it so real. It's more than the pride that held me back all my life, until he put me back and showed me my life. Show me while I was there and show me why he still cares. Show me the truth he didn't choose there. Told me I'm proof that God is still there. Not forgotten, solving the problem. My father's not forgotten, he's solving the problem. Don't bother, smarter than the president, with all due respect, Obama. Did I mention his love's not an invention? It's protection that he gives us in a present, a free gift from heaven, better than the presents that we get from Santa, cause they break, this one lasts forever, it'll stay, unless we run away, but today I'm free and safe, so I know that there's another way, hope for a change, so I pray every day, so I know the impossible can be shown to blow up the states, not with bombs, but with grace, a world, a lot of world problems that we face, but we forget the one thing that stays, and that's his face, that stays the same, yesterday, tomorrow, and today, I stay unashamed, who knows, maybe tomorrow you'll be saved, until then, I'm free, everybody say it, I'm free. He's the one who saved me. I'm free. Everybody say it.
I'm free.
Amen.
And you can be too, folks. Well, hey, James, so, now that you finished with that awesome rap, you put a shame to me because I could have never done. No, I did really good raps when I was a kid. I would love to do a face-off with you. Just kidding. Anyways, brother, I'm going to have you pray out.
All right.
Anything else you guys want to say before he prays out?
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay.
Yeah,
and I want to encourage you folks to know that you can be free in Christ. Just turn your life over to him. Open the door. Let him come in. He said in Revelation 3:20, he stands at the door and knocks. Anyone hears the door and opens it, he'll come in and sup with you. He loves you. And so with that, we're going to have James pray, and then we're over and out.
Our Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you that we are in your hands. Thank you that we aren't worthless, because you made us out of love, out of your perfection. You're a perfect God, and you build us up, build a new generation to come, and to let heaven come down on earth. And we just invite your angels to come down upon us through the hard times and through the good times, and just let grace be shown, Lord, as we build up for who we are, Lord. And just bless this time, bless the families that are listening, bless everybody here. Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Next week we will have Domingo Garcia, who has happened to have been a foster parent, him and his wife, and they have had over 17 foster kids, and they have a house full of kids now. So they're going to be on next week talking. So until then, have a blessed week.
Christ Today is a local nonprofit and non-denominational ministry here on KKXX. You can contact Curtis Smith with your feedback toll-free at 855-930-1045. That's 855-930-1045. And join us every Saturday at 11 here on KKXX for more Christ Today.